Vaydavar Hashem al Moshe Leimur, Nosoy es Rosh B'nei Gershon Gam Hen, take a census of the heads of the B'nei Gershon, also them. So what is the pshat over here, Gam Hen, also them? Mashmi, there's a chiddush over here. Why would I think that there would be a difference between them and the B'nei Kohos? The B'nei Kohos, it says, to take a census, Nosoy es Rosh B'nei Kohos. And here it says, as B'nai Gershon Gamhein. Ha'ara number two, by the B'nai Merari, does not say Nosoy Gamhein. Why not? So the Panim Yofis, Baal HaFloh, says a good pshat in pshat. He says, there would have been a Havaminan that only the B'nai Kohos, their Avodah was they had to carry the Oren. Ba'kosei Pisoh was physical labor. So by them, they have to be counted from 30 years and on, because for this Avayda, you have to be a Baal Koyach. Tana says in Ovis, Ben Shloishim LaKoyach. So Mamela, the B'nai Kohos that had to carry the physical thing, it was hard. So by them, the counting was B'nai Shloishim. B'nai Gershon, on the other hand, they carried their Masois with Agolis. It was on wagons. So Eivazoi, I would have thought there's not such a Kepeda what age they should be exactly. For that it says, Nosei Yisroish V'nei Gershon Gamhein. They also get counted by age, lefi the age. But once it says it over there, then Kal V'chaimer, by the B'nei Merari, they for sure needed kayak because they had to undo the Mishkan and put up the Mishkan. It took tremendous kayak. So by them it says, Dabar Pashit, that they had those years that have to be counted, lefi the years of 30. So once it says it by the first two, Kal V'chaimer, by the B'nai Merari. That's the way he learns in Pshat. Kol HaPkudim HaShe Pokad Moshe V'Yaron, and it says, Kol HaBo L'Avod Avodas Avoda V'Avodas Ma'asa B'Oyel Mayed. What is Avodas Avoda? Whoever came to do the Avodas Avoda, Rashi says, Hu HaShir B'Mitzaltayim V'Kinoiros, it was the shir with instruments, Shehu Avoda L'Avoda Acheres. It's an Avoida for a different Avoida. And it was the Shir accompanied the Avoida Acheres, that was the Korbanos. Shir was only, it seems like, a secondary Avoida to the Korban, which was the Iker Avoida. So you have to understand, what is the connection between the Korbanos and Shira? Why do Korbanos need Shira? Why does Shira need the Korbanos? What's the connection between the two? And why is Shira only B'Shas, not Kravos HaKorban? So if you do with the Ramban, that says that the inyanim of korbanos, the akrobas ha-korban, is that a person b'shas, he brings the korban, he has to realize that he did a chait with his guf, with his nefesh, and really me'ikar ad-din, it was his own blood that should be spilled on the mizbeach, his own guf should be burnt, his own guf should be chopped up into pieces, if not for the chesed of the bayrei olam, that he took from him a tmura, the behemah, instead of himself. This should be the machshava of a person bringing a korban. The Sefer HaChinuch in Parashas Truma is also Maisiv, that a person has to be Mitzayer, he has to imagine in his mind that all of the Yonim of the Guf without the Seichel is Batel Lagamri. And that's the bringing of the Korban, when you kill it without the Seichel, it's nothing, it's totally burnt up. And therefore, a person has to misgaber his Seichel over the Guf. That should be the Avoid of a Korban. And that should really be a person's thought process throughout, that the guf is not the ikur, you have to be mevatel your guf. It's a meridik and noble machshava, except that this could lead to problems, because if a person thinks like that, the bemes is a choyte, and his guf should be brought on the mizbeach, it could lead to atzvus, it could lead to sadness, it could take away simchas achayim, and a person has to have that simchas achayim. So therefore, the Torah gave us mitzvah of the Shiras Halavim, B'Shas, the Korbanos, to show us that Adarabba, when a person lives a life where he minimizes his guf, where he raises the ruach above the guf, that brings out an inner shira within him, that brings out the true Simchas Achayim, where a person from himself wants to sing. That's why the shira goes hand in hand with the Korban. That when a person does live such a life, where the guf is not the ikur, and the ikur is the neshama and the ruach, adarabba, that brings out a simchas achayim. You can see that in life. You see in life that the people that are always lohot miyishesh l'imona, right, some Mosayim, you have Mosayim, you want more. We're living in a society today where the taivas haguf is mamash through the roof more than it's ever been before, and there's greater unhappiness. Now, lehepa, those that live a life of discipline, they live a life of ruchnias, they're the happiest people in the world. So that's where the Shira comes together with the carbon. If you are makir of yourself, Ta'kodesh Baruch Hu, that brings out song within you. But what's the pshat that the Nesachim went together with Shira? Like, what's the connection between that? This is all, by the way, from Rav Shamshon Rafal Herzl. He's the one that says this pshat. So he says that the drinking of wine really follows us throughout our life cycle during the year. Kiddush is made on wine, Simcha, Sheva Brachis, Chasana is with wine. Different things are made on wine. And wine represents the Tanugim of Olam Hazeh. That goes together with the carbon. It's coming to teach us that even the Tanugim in our own personal lives that we live, it has to go together with the Musig of a carbon. And Mimela, that's when the Shira comes in. If even your physical lives, even the daily routine that you're knowing is with the framework of Torah, and you live with the discipline, and you live with the idea that even my Gashmias becomes Ruchnias, that brings out the Shira within the person, and that brings out the Simchas HaChaim within the person. That is why Rosh Hashanah Fuller says, the carbon with the Shira, with the Yayin, which represents our daily Gashmias, the Kinyanim, they all go together, they all go hand in hand. Even the Yayin, the Gashmias, the Kinyanim, has to be B'b'chinas HaKarbon. That I'm doing this to be Makadah Shem Shemaim, I'm doing it L'Shem Hashem. There's the tragic parsha of Soita in this week's parsha. Behemen HaKoinis Isha L'Fnei Hashem. Mishnah Masechta Soita Dav Zayin Amir Aleph. Yumalan Isha L'Bezim HaGodol Shem Yerushalayim. They brought her up to the Beis Din HaGadol, Uma'ayman Allah, Kiderach Shema'ayman Al-Eidei Nefashis. And they scared her, they put pachad into her, like they did by Edom that are coming to be made on Dinei Nefashis. And he says to her, Biti, Harbe Yayin Oisa, wine does a lot, it could cause tremendous problems. Harbe Schoik Oisa, Schoik and lightheadedness, Harbe Yaldus Oisa, Harbe Shechinim Horoyim Oisim, bad neighbors could do terrible things. Asay L'Shmai HaGadol, Asay L'Shmai HaGadol, Shenichtav B'Kedusha, Shol Yimocha Alamayim. Do something that we shouldn't have to erase the holy name of Hashem in the water. We want it to be Maida. V'Oymer L'Fanei Advarim Shechinim Kedai L'Shaimon. They say in front of her things that she's not holding by, how the Gedolim of previous generations, how they were moida, Yehuda was moida, and Reuven was moida. Tana Rabbanan, Ayim Lufan Edvarim Shel Hagode, and so on and so forth. Now, all of this ishtadlus they did in order that the Soita should be moida, and we should prevent the erasing of the name of Hashem. Tosfos writes over there that the Etzem Hashkoh does not need the Beis Din HaGadol. Why did we bring her up to the Beis Din HaGadol? The whole thing was to scare her, to put pachan into her, and to get her to be maida. So Chaim Shmulevitz asks, what do you need this pachan HaGadol to get her to be maida? The end was such a miyasa end. It was such a shrekelicha end, what happened to her. You know, she was mavuz in front of everybody. Her stomach, mamish, popped out. She looked miyas. It was a terrible, terrible, painful, torturous death. Wouldn't that be enough to get her to be moida, that we have to do all these extras? Dr. Chaim Shmulevitz, Shmam, you know, from over here, how difficult it is for a person to be moida. A person's gaiva does not allow him to be moida. And even if you know what the end results are going to be, a person doesn't think that way. He can't lower his pride. He can't say, yes, I made a mistake. I'm moida ala emes. I did an aveira. You see from over here how difficult it is for someone to admit that they did an aveira. That, and the Mimela, in addition to the fact that she has the idea of what's going to happen, we have to do everything possible to bring out that haidah from within her. Now, once we say that, you can imagine the godless of the Yehuda, when he said, Tzotka Mimeni, he was sitting in front of Yaakov Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu when he was Maida. He was sitting in front of them and he was Maida. He says, Tzadka, Mimani, it all came from me. Reuven didn't even really do an Aveira. Reuven was the first to be Maida. Chazal say, he didn't really do an Aveira. He stuck up for his mother's covet, and it wasn't Kalayim Reuven Chot Ein Elotaya, and he was Maida. Imagine the godless of that. Here you have this woman that knows what her end is going to be, and we have to scare her and put all this pressure on her to get her to be Maida, to avoid the shame Hashem being erased. She's not going to be Maida. You have to really put a big effort into it. So you can imagine what it means to be Maida, how difficult it is. A person in this guy, but very difficult. It also gives us a little bit of an understanding. You know, we find when you learn Bava Kama, you learn these Masechtas, Maida B'Knasas Pater. So, you know, it sounds like, it's a way out, you know. Okay, anybody will just be Maida and you're Pater from Knas. It's not easy to be Maida, to come in front of a Bezdin. We have Gedolim sitting in front of you, you have Paiskim sitting in front of you, and to be Maida, yes, I stole. You know, it's a very, very difficult thing. You know, Maida B'Knas is not just, you know, that gufa is like a kapara. That takes away the knas, because the bizyonis of being moida, the breaking of the pride within the person, dos alein is a kapar that he shouldn't have to pay the knas. But it's not easy. It's not just like easy street to be moida. That's yisoid number one that we see over here. Yisoid number two. We did everything over here to get her to be moida. Now, this woman was a manuvelis. She was a manuvelis. She did a terrible thing. Terrible thing. She was unfaithful to her husband. She ruined her family. She did a maisa nevola. And Afal Pi Kein, you see how they went out of their way to get her to be Maida, to save her from drinking the Mayim Amarim. So Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, that's point number two over here. The Torah does not give up on anybody. With his life, there's hope. If we could save her life and get her to be Maida, she fought the Bas Yisrael. She was menabel herself and she lowered herself to the worst madrega of Lamaisa, Lamaisa, Lamaisa. She's a Yiddish tachter. She did an avla. It's always tshuva. And as long as a person is alive, it's shaykh with his life, there's hope. And the Torah is chas on that. And madach, we learn a kal b'chayma, madach on such a menuvelas, you see the efforts that Bezin went through to keep her alive. Kal b'chayma ben b'noishel kal b'chayma, a regular yid that is in a matzav of difficulty, how we have to be especially aware of being mechazikim, to give him koyach, to be able to keep him alive and to be able to get him to flourish. Isha Isha, Kiafli Linda Neder Nozel Hazel Hashem. Yomar Masech Tesoite Dabbe says, Tanya Rebbe Yomer, Loma Nismuch HaParshas Nozir, the parsha soita, loim lecha shekol haroya soita bekilkula yazer atzmi min hayayim. Wine is a cause of haveira, and memeli yazer atzmi min hayayim. What about the growing of the hair? Why does he let his hair grow? So the Torah HaTorah says, v'gam gidol hasar, what's the letting the hair grow? It's the hepach of the bachrim that are misalsal v'sarim. The Bachrim, young men, they let their hair grow and they curl it and they comb it and they want to make themselves look beautiful, right? But if you let it grow stamazoi, it causes daiga on a person, and that's why he's considered kadosh. He's the opposite of what the regular world is. The regular world, they let their hair grow to make themselves look nice, and he lets it grow in a way where it's not nice, it just grows long, and it's moila daiga. So Shimon Schwab Zatzal is Masber. He says, someone that sees a Saita, if he's a Baal Madrega, that should be Ma'ur Daiga in him. The Tosefta says, Haroya Ivri Aveira, Mishayev Lirois. If I say there's something wrong with him, he had to see this and to show him this is what Aveira looks like. Lehepach, Haroya Oisei Mitzvah, Zocha Lirois. That was a schus for him that he saw it. So this fellow sees an Aveira, Haroya Saita B'Kukula. He saw the Aveira, and this is Ma'ira Daiga in him. And Hashem, if he's there, he's worried, oi, Maybe the Aveiru was pagan in me. Maybe I caught something. An Aveiru is contagious. It's a contaminant. Maybe I caught something. I had to be worried. So right away he becomes a Nazir. He lets his hair grow. And that's a simon of worry. He is worried about the Aveiru. Chazal say that Allah says, Lovei HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to shech the Eis Ahara. Tzadikim nidma lohem kahar. Tzadikim, the Eis Ahara is going to appear like a big mountain. And Rishon, the Eis Ahara is going to appear like a little fly. Halolu boichim v'halolu boichim. Tzadikim will cry and the Rishon will cry. Tzadikim will cry, how could we have conquered this mountain? Oy, mamish from pachat. And the Rishon will say, how is it that we weren't able to conquer this little fly? So we saw Salanter explains that each one of them, the Eis Ahara appears the way they treated him in this world. Tzadikim, the Eis Ahara, was like this massive monster, a big mountain. They always were worried about it. They were always dying about the Eis Ahara. So Shalif Yizeh, that's why he appears like a mountain. And they cry from relief, how were we able to conquer over it? Rishon treated it like a little fly. What's there to worry about? And the end result was that that little fly conquered over them. And that's the Indian over here, that the tour, Allah Ta'ala speaks out, the chilik between those that are Mesalsal B'Sairam and the Nazir. The Nazir is different than everybody else. A lot of people, they're not worried about the Yetzer Hara, it's not Indian of Daiga. They play with their hair, they curl their hair, they comb their hair, but he has that worry. Once saw a pshat, Kol HaGodol Mechaveiroi Yitzroi Godol Himenu. The greater the person is, he pictures his Yetzer Hara is greater. In other words, great people are worried about the greatness of their Yetzer Hara. A little person, they don't think so much about the Yetzer Hara. To them, Yetzer Hara is a small matter. To big people, Yitzroi Godol Himenu, the Yetzer Hara is a great thing. Asher lefi that, Kol Roya Saiti Bil Kukul Yazar Asmim and Hayayin, and from the Seir, because he's worried about his Yetzer Hara. Rav Schwab brings down another thing over here. Maybe the Zayir HaKadosh. The Zayir HaKadosh asks a question. Why is it that Kaihanim are only ushered to drink wine? Yain B'Sheikhar. And a Nazir is ushered in Anovim, Chartzanim, V'Adzog. We're more machmer on a Nazir than we're machmer on Kaihanim. So the Zayir says, Uvdodo, this matter, Raza Ilor, is from the great secrets. V'hoyidia, hahu ilona, dechabe Adam, anovim hayu. The tree that Adam Arishin was chayte with, the Eitz Hadas, it was grapes. So it comes out that what the Zayir HaKadosh is saying is a Nazir is being misakin the chayte of Adam Arishin. Since Adam Arishin, he ate grapes, so the Nazir is not allowed to even eat grapes. He's not allowed, it's not only wine v'sheikhar, it's grapes. So Rav Schwab is ma'arich on this end. And he says, Kolaroya soita bikilkula yazar asme menayayin. A soita, she took away her tzelem alekim. Adam Arishon, when he was chayte with the Eitz Hadas, he lost his tzelem alekim. Because he went off, he had one mitzvah, and he didn't keep that mitzvah, he lost his tzelem alekim. A soita loses her tzelem alekim, she sunk to the greatest low, and this is why women novel her. Mishnah gives a whole description of what they did to her. Terrible, terrible things. How meish she looked barabim to take away her tzelem alekim, to make her look like she's the opposite of her tzelem alekim. That's what I call her roya soita bikilkula. If somebody sees a soita in her kilkul that she lost her tzelem alekim, he has to do everything possible to rebuild the tzelem alekim. So with what Adam Arishin was chayte with what he lost his tzelem alekim, bedavka, this person is bringing back the tzelem alekim by not eating grapes, which is the cause of Adam Arishin's losing his tzelem alekim. Matter of fact, there's a shita that says, kol haroya soita bikilkula yazar asmim and hayayin. But if he's not, the Yerushalmi says, the Ran and the Dorm brings it down. Someone that's not Raya Sayyidi B'Kukul should not be Mazar Asmim and Ayayin. We tell him there's enough things in the Torah that are Usher, you have to bring more Isurim on you. But if a person saw Sayyidi B'Kukul and he sees the loss of the Tzelem Elohim, he has to do everything possible to bring back that Tzelem Elohim. Hashem Lefizeh. That's why he's not allowed to eat grapes. That's the pshat in the Zohar HaKadosh. Every year we bring down the Chazal, except this Nidarm, that test on the days, Omer Shimon HaTzadik, Miyomai lo yachalti me Oshem Nozer Tomei. I never ate from the Oshem of a Nozer Tomei, except for one time. Pamachas, somebody came, a Nozer min Hadorim, and Toivroyi was good looking, you know, Sidurish lay Tau Talim, he had beautiful curls from his hair. Amarti lay, I told him to me, what did you see fit to destroy your hair? She says, Roya Hoyisi, I was a shepherd for my father in the south. And one time I went down to the water, Viroisi Bubavoyashali, I saw my reflection, and I saw how beautiful I looked. And it wanted to be Tayrid Mimina Oila. It doesn't say clearly what the Yetzer Hara told him. There's those mepharshim that say you're so beautiful, you can go out, you could, you know, be out in the world over there, you become popular and famous. So he said, Russia, Loma Ata Mizgoa Ba'olam Sheina Shalcha. Why are you being Mizgoa in a world which is not yours? And Yad, I said, Agalcha L'Shamayim, I'm going to cut off my hair to Shamayim. So what was the Hispilus? He never ate from any Nozer, the Oshem Nozer Tomei. What was his hispilus? That all the Mepharshim speak about, what was the hispilus of the Nozer? So the stipler says that he was nispoiled from the fact that this Nozer loathed Gaiva, Russia. Lomatam is Goya Ba'ilim Shaina Shalcha. He saw that the Yetzirah wanted to bring him to Gaiva. You're beautiful, you're good looking, you could be somebody in the world, you could punish, you know. So he wanted to make a balgaiva out of him because of his good looks. She said, Russia, Loma Atam is good, but Ilum Shaina Shalcha. The stipler says, usually, when a person has a compliment, oh, he feels good about himself, he has a certain mila, oh, Mamish, I'm one in a million, I'm so special, I'm so this, I'm so that. And this Nozer Lehepach, he felt that the gaiva was going to get to him. So he said, Russia, Loma Atam is good, but Ilum Shaina Shalcha. Right away, Agalcha Chlashamai. He loathed the possibility of the gaiva. He says, that was the godless over here. I say, I tell you over a mice, I heard from Rav Shom Shvadron Zatzal, Rabor Lebert, that it's out of the Kodesh Levroche, when he's here in America collecting for his yeshiva, she was in Baltimore, so they made a parlor meeting in his honor. So the person that was running the parlor meeting, he introduced Rabor Lebert. He says, we have with us Mamish, one of the G'dayli Ador. Mamish, the Gaine Hador. So Rabbi Bar says, Sheker, Sheker. Maybe Mamish made a clap. Sheker, Sheker. What are you talking about? So he whispers in Rabbi Bar, he says, Rebbe. He says, here in America, that's the way it goes. That's the way you have to run the thing if you want to collect money. So Rabbi Bar was quiet. He put his shawl over his ears. He couldn't listen. And his fellow continued saying whatever he had to say. That night he was in his hotel room. And they ate supper, and his mishara said, the supper, something seems wrong with it. Rav says, no, it's fine. In the middle of the night, the mishara, Rabarba gets up to vomit. Says, I told the Rosh Yeshiva there was something wrong with the food. She said, what food? He says, the praises he was telling me, it made me so nauseous that I have to vomit. I was going to Rabarba from the G'dayle G'daylim, you know, but the niyaskite to him of the praise. So that was over here. Those of the stipler over here was what he was inspired from. Rav Yaakov Naiman, Darkin Musa says a different shot over here. What was the spilus? The spilus was from the Taharis HaNefesh of this Nazir. It wasn't just the mice. The mice, not drinking wine, letting your hair grow. Aloy Dabru, it is something. You know, but what was the godless over here? The motivation behind it. The Taharis HaNefesh behind it. Nobody knew what his machshavos were. He did this beinoy levein asma. He didn't announce it to anybody. This was a conversation that he had with his yetzer hara, and it was mamish purity of neshama, mamish tahara shebitahara. That's what he was. He was nispol not so much from the maisa, but from the motivation behind it, and that the motivation was not known by anybody. If Shimon HaTzadik wouldn't have asked him what caused you to do it, nobody would have known about it. But in this conversation between him and himself, He had this motivation. That was the hispayus, the taharas machshava, and the fact that he did it by himself and nobody knew about it. Thus, zok the darkei musar of Yaakov Naiman. By the korbanos of the nesiim, it says by hi hamakra v'yoyim harishin es korbanai nachshon ben aminodov l'mati Yehuda. The korbanoi and his korban was karbis kesef achas, etc. So the Mor of Hashemesh, one time he was praving a Rosh Chodesh Nisan Suda, so then we landed in the Siyam. So he asked number one, he asked the question, why does it say a lashon of Vayehi Hamakriv, Vayom Harishon? That day was a day of tremendous simcha. It was Noitel Kama Vakama crowns that day, Rashi brings down. It was the day of Simcha. So why does it say Vayehi? The lashon of Tzara. Number two, it says Vikarbonai with a Vav. No other carbon says that. It only says it by Nachshon Ben Aminadov. So why does it say that over there? It says, Oktamar Vashemesh, we mentioned earlier that the holy name of the Karbonis is a Lev Nishba Venitke. Person has to break himself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mis'ayur B'tshuva and to think that Bem is this carbon is supposed to be me, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the opportunity to exchange the behemoth for myself. So when Yehuda came, and he was the first one, when Nachshon Ben Aminadov, the Mata Yehuda came, he started crying, he was Tzibrochen. How can I be the first one of the Nesim to be Makra? I'm not Roy Lekach. I'm Mamish Ofer Ve'efer, I've been garnished, I'm a Choyte. He came with a Tzibrochen in the hearts. And that Gufa was the biggest carbon in front of Hashem. So Vayihi is a Loshen Tzara, he felt Tzibrochen. He felt, how can I be the first one that brings a carbon when I'm not holding anywhere near the Madrega? So that Gufa was a carbon in front of Hashem. The Mela, when it says Vikarbonoi, it means and his carbon in addition to the first carbon. The first carbon was the Vayihi, was a Loshen of Tzara. That he came Tzibrochen in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Gufa was a carbon, his Makshavit. His thought process in front of Hashem, thus alone is given that carbon. The carbonoi, and the actual carbon, in addition to the first carbon, karis kesef achas, etc., etc., etc. Guten Shabbos, everybody. Oh, yeah.